Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler with you. Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Gary Ellerson off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Bill Michaels is off all week. The franchise Tim Allen filling in again tomorrow. And Joel Zenzola fills in Wednesday and Thursday. Tim Allen back on Friday. So Tim and Joe filling in for Bill all this week from 10 to 2 on the
Joe's
Fan.
Joe's done a great job. When he filled in for you, he did an excellent job.
Yep.
Excellent.
I agree. Yeah, he does a really, really nice job, whether it be hosting this show, the Bill Michaels show, the morning show, Bucks post-game shows, after Bucks games, whatever the case may be. Always does a nice job. Okay, so the question on the table is, are you as confident as Bucks GM John Horst that there won't be any tampering in Orlando? And this is what John Horst recently had to say about just that.
Do you have any concerns about other teams trying to tamper with Giannis or any of your players while you guys are in the bubble?
Zero, Eric. We can only control what we can control. If it's considered tampering or recruiting or whatever it is, our league, people talk, people are connected, people have relationships. At the end of the day, I have full confidence in my personal relationship, our league's relationship, our coach's relationship, his teammates' relationship with Giannis and what we're doing and what we're about. And I think that's separated us, and we're going to continue to be above that and not worry about that. We can only worry about what we control, to be the best that we can, to have the best organization of support and success as possible. And that's really where our energy and our focus is. And also, just as a funny kind of side note, I think that would technically violate the social distancing rules, and I think everyone's getting tracked for that. So I think we'll be okay that way as well.
Brilliant answer. Brilliant. Truly brilliant. Big John Horst guy. Can't pick that apart.
I mean, I'm glad that he lives in his own magical world that I don't live in.
What are you talking about?
But that's okay, though. It's okay.
What are you talking about?
Look, I mean, he can live in that world, and I'm fine with that.
What
and
Eric part Name, about that answer, though, that's your problem? You got a problem.
Eric Name was the one there that asked the question. Eric comes on the show all the time, so nicely done by Eric to ask the question. Because obviously I think people are bringing this up, and it's not just about Giannis. I think people across the league are concerned about they're calling it tamper-a-looza or whatever they're calling it. Because what's more than likely going to occur, and we don't know. I mean, look, if Giannis stays in his room and never comes out of his room, then yeah, you're probably not going to have that. But if Giannis is out on a golf course, if Giannis is out fishing, if Giannis is out sitting on a patio, because they're going to allow these guys to eat at the restaurants and sit on patios outside. So if he's having some dinner, maybe he has dinner with...
You don't think that. You're just saying this for just hyperbole and just... to get people right. We've covered this.
I'm telling you right now, and I don't know how you'd go about it, Leroy. But if it's me and I'm on a team, and I know that hey, maybe financially, maybe there is a chance, and maybe we can figure out a way to get Giannis to us. Am I bringing it up if I see him? You're dang skippy, I am. You know it. And if I'm a star player that's got some swag and not just because if you're a role player, you're gonna be like, yeah, whatever, dude. But if you've got some star power to you and he respects you at that level, and that's a whole different story. And I got 3 months or however long I got till my team gets eliminated or the Bucks get eliminated to talk to him, no guarantee that he'll come. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try and work him to get him to come over to where I play, to give myself a chance to win a ring and all my teammates self a chance to win a ring. If people aren't doing that in the bubble, I would be absolutely shocked and surprised, because this has been going on at All-Star games and Olympic games for a long, long time in the NBA. This is not something that just started. Now, the pandemic, yes, this is something new. Have we ever been in this situation where you have to live in a bubble? No, this is something new. Will it happen inside the bubble? I would have to assume it does. I think everybody assumes that's going to happen. Just like you assumed that players were going to break the rules in this bubble and do what they wanted, and we've already got one that's now under quarantine for 10 days, and Rashawn Holmes of the Kings. You just assume that the same thing is going to happen. I would assume with people talking, and there's no way to know who's talking to who. So you're the NBA. You can't monitor what discussions are being had. There's no way to stop it. None.
Yeah, it is.
That doesn't mean he's leaving the Bucks, but as far as people talking to him and trying to recruit him, yeah, I think that definitely happens.
So I don't even know why you get all worked up over this, Steve. If they were going to try to get him before the pandemic, they could have already done talked to him.
They may have talked to him before the pandemic, yeah, and maybe they'll talk to him more now in the bubble.
They got everybody got each other's phone number. You got to look at the person, not at the act, okay? Giannis is not interested in playing with these guys.
I didn't say he would. Did I say he would leave? The question is whether or not there would be tampering. Tampering would mean not Giannis. Tampering is the other person talking to Giannis. That's what we're talking about. We're not saying Giannis is leaving. The question is tampering. Are you concerned there will be tampering? And tampering is me or a person from another radio station coming to Leroy and saying, Leroy, we know you're under contract, but when that's done, we'd really like to have you come by us, so just keep us in the back of your mind before you sign your next deal. That's tampering. So that's, if you're saying, no, that won't happen in the bubble in Orlando.
Let me say what I'm saying, okay? You didn't say it all, yo. Now, let me talk for a minute. You want to do this subject by yourself? Because you're so worried. You just want to create this stuff. The man ain't leaving.
Did I say he was?
You still think that? Be honest.
I love when you put words in my mouth on a day-to-day basis.
All you talk about is Giannis leaving and tampering. The Bucks already got hit for tampering when they said they were going to give him a deal, right?
Yep.
Okay, then. So they can't stop nothing, what's going to go on. So they don't even worry about it. So fans, don't worry about it.
So why don't you answer the question now that you sidestepped it?
Zero.
So nobody will talk to him?
No, you said, am I worried about it?
No, I didn't know. The question is this.
I don't know if somebody's going to talk to him. I don't know.
Well, John Horse apparently thinks nobody's going to talk to him, and
he's
I think John Horse is crazy.
He's down there. He knows. We up here. We don't know. So I'm just saying, from my eye view, I'm going to go from a guy who's down there. And Eric names around the team more than me and you.
Well, he's not down there either.
He said it. Hold on for what I'm saying. What's going on? He know more people down there than me and you. Mm-hmm. And he said he wasn't leaving. So you can tamper all you want. Going nowhere ain't going nowhere. Okay? At the end of the day, they can say what they want. They can do what they want. Giannis ain't going nowhere. What difference does it make if they make a phone call to want him to come? They wouldn't be doing their job if they asked them these things. But it don't matter what's asked, Steve. What I'm trying to get you to understand is, go back to the act. Is Giannis leaving?
That's not the question.
If you believe, you're missing the point.
You're missing the point. That's not the question.
Again, you're not.
You're changing the whole subject.
If you believe, like you do, that you think he's going to leave, you believe in all the tampering stuff. If you don't think he's going to leave, I'm with Horace. Zero. Zero from zero, leave zero. It all depends on your thinking. If you think he's going to leave, you buy into all this weirdo tampering stuff. You buy into it. If you don't think he's leaving like I do, I don't even placate to it. Placate. It don't even bother me. I don't even want to give it any energy. That's for you guys that believe he's leaving, to buy into this tampering stuff that we'll never know. But you know how they will know? Guys always talk.
Well, if there's people shooting guys video and there's going to be a documentary, talk. We'll find out that way.
Guys, that's why you think, how do you think people get caught cheating? They always tell them themselves.
No question.
One of my favorite shows is First 48. I didn't do anything. 48, just counting down. I did it. And guess what? My neighbor did it with me. They're going to talk. So my thing is, I'm with Horace. Every letter came out of his mouth. Zero. Zero. Because I'm coming in from the with a closed mind, he ain't leaving. You're going with a mind that he's leaving. You think he's going to leave. You and everybody who's listening right now, y'all Bucks fans, because y'all don't deserve a superstar, I get, I don't know. Y'all think he's leaving, so y'all buy into all
do
that
tell
tampering
me.
Stuff.
I know you make a lot of stuff up on a day-to-day basis.
I'm just telling you what the truth is. Do you don't think he's leaving?
Do tell me when I've said on the radio or off the radio, when have I ever said he's leaving?
Steve,
what I've always said is I think there's a 90% chance that he stays. That's what I've said.
That's on the fence. Is he
90% is not on the fence. Fence is 50%.
I'm giving you 100% he's not leaving.
I'm not.
Why can't you say 100%?
It's not 100% till he signs.
Right. So I'm going to throw your 10% in there saying you think he's leaving.
Fine.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Get off the
so
fence.
If you're not 100%, then you think he's leaving. Okay, fine.
Absolutely. Why don't be on the
that's
fence,
that's fine, then. 90% isn't good enough.
Because you get to play both sides. Oh, the fans think this, but I think that. Don't do that. Just tell me what Steve thinks. We got fans.
I just
go
told
to
you, and you changed it. So 90%. What's the point? 90%.
Get off the that's on the fence. Is okay. he staying?
I don't know why I bother getting excited about anything
staying?
You say.
Is
Ram on the north side, you're next
why
on the
you
fan.
Why you backpedaling? Just ask
go ahead,
question.
Ram.
Leroy.
Bail him out of you, man. You know, Steve don't want to tell the truth on this show, man. He want to keep placate, man.
Says Leroy Butler.
Hey, Leroy, my car couldn't get in last week.
Why not?
I can't say it on the air, but my car couldn't get in last week.
Oh, no, you can always
somebody
get in.
Somebody had me holding on a segment, Sparky, for 90 minutes.
Was it me?
I ain't said it to Sparky.
Nope, wasn't me.
Sparky,
you always show me love, Sparky.
Wasn't me.
Even Bart showed me love.
Yep, it wasn't me.
Well, sometimes we may be tired of you, though, Ram.
Huh?
We might have been tired of you, so it's all.
Oh,
we apologize.
I called in on y'all show.
I said we apologize. What else you want me to do? We apologize.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I was hoping you were working on your jumper.
I love you, my brother. I'm all good. I'm all
okay,
good.
I'm just saying. I'm waiting on you. I am waiting on
okay.
you.
Okay. All right, I know what you mean. What you got, my brother?
You funny, man. Boy, you should be a comedian. Sparky, all I want to say about the Giannis thing is if the organization is so concerned by that, they should have been trying to fix the problem.
They're not concerned. They're as confident as anybody that he's coming back. They don't
right
think
now.
There's any chance, any possible way he
okay.
leaves. Because, they're not concerned at all.
Yeah, the fan base is not. A lot of the fan base, from what I see on social media, they it's mixed opinions about it, and it might be on the higher end. Just as I'd be so.
Right.
Based on what happened last year. You can't pretend like what happened last year didn't happen. We can't. Like, okay, say for instance, if we just lost to Toronto 4-1 or something like that, but the way that you lost and then what happened up until this point and people unhappy about the Middleton signing and stuff like that, you can't erase that. So now it's like, you know, put up or shut up at this point. That's what I see at this point. So all the circulation around Giannis and, you know, we talk about the town. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We don't know. We don't know. We got to play this thing out, you know. I don't really be paying attention to it, but I think it goes back, Sparky, to what happened. What happened last year, the fan base was really addressed.
Well, what's interesting to me is, even when you read Eric's name, and Eric is a Giannis guy, obviously.
Yeah,
even when
is.
You read Eric's name's the latest piece on Giannis, within there he says, if they don't get to the NBA Finals, well, then obviously, you know, maybe that lessens the odds of him coming back. Even he hinges and hedges his bet a little bit to say, hey, if they don't do pretty well in the playoffs, you know, maybe that lessens the chance of him coming back.
But Sparky, and Leroy, what I get upset about is people just think that the Bucks are just going to walk through the East. I'm not seeing that.
They definitely walk through
the East. And okay, LeBron, okay, Kawhi. It's not going down like that.
I thought you know about basketball. Ain't nobody in the East can
Leroy,
beat them.
Stop it, Leroy.
Ain't
Leroy,
nobody in the East can beat the Bucks.
Man, Leroy, stop it. Come on now.
But I have to still state facts.
Come on, Leroy.
What team in the East can beat them? I'll take the bait. What team can beat them in the East?
I see three teams getting them problems.
Let me hear this rhetoric.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Now you call it rhetoric.
That's all it Miami, is, but it ain't true.
Miami? We talking about four games in Miami?
Okay.
A healthy Philadelphia will cause problems.
Nope.
And I'm not
no.
ruling out the Celtics.
hang up on this guy, man.
Oh, wow, you going to turn my mic off? Because what I'm saying, Lee, what we're talking about is scoring. Because when you look at some of those games where the Bucks lost against those teams, it was just Giannis, and then it was like, okay, where's
Miami give me a little discomfort, but not they can't beat them four games.
All right, Ram, we got roll. Thanks for the call, because we're behind on breaks. Look,
When you talk about Miami
and Spoelstra, that has to be a concern, obviously.
I'd say give me a little Metamucil, a little bit, but not the full game, Steve.
It's going to come down to, at the end of the day, of how well they shoot their three. If they don't shoot the three well and give up the three, they're going to be in trouble. It's that simple. And if they shoot the three well, then I don't think anybody can beat them. I think they can run the table.
The Bucks is number one in defense and offense.
I understand. But their numbers, as Eric pointed out in his one of his latest pieces, at home versus away, shooting the three, there's a pretty significant difference.
Unprecedented, man.
But again, now you're going on a neutral court, so both teams are going to have to adjust to sight lines and everything else, because you know how it is. You're a shooter, Leroy. You know how it is. You're from one basket to another basket, that could change things.
No, me and Travis Diener, listen, it don't matter where they play at. Where they playing at, Diener, at Marquette?
They play at Fiserv Forum.
No.
Before that, the Bradley Center.
The Marquette, they're playing in the championship game.
The tournament. Yeah, the basketball tournament you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Wherever they playing SD, Diener going to make some shots.
Oh, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Shooter's a shooter.
Shooter's a shooter.
So now your guy you like to pick on, Bledsoe, just duck your head. Go to the basket.
Yep.
I don't care what the basket looked like. Duck your head, go to the basket. Now, 22, Cash, he going to make shots. All those guys going to make shots.
Well,
they're
going
to do what
shots.
They're going
to
do.
They are winning if he doesn't make shots. He has to make shots. All right, take a quick tap out. Come back. Other side, we'll continue to have this conversation. Talk a little bit more about if there is anybody other than Miami in the East that may concern Leroy. That's up next. Will he be in the bubble? Will he be at a Bucks Raptors playoff series? We'll find out about Drake. Not quite sure yet on him.
Drake gonna be, dog.
Josh Lewinberg from the Sports Network. He joined us earlier in the show to preview the Raptors. If you miss it, you always use that rewind feature on the radio.com app or go to 1057fmthefan.com. John Paul's Buick GMC. Fan on demand. You can always get our shows, latest interviews, on segments that we do, always up there. Again, 1057fmthefan.com. We'll get to CBS News momentarily. But we talked about the Miami Heat in the last segment being of concern to both Leroy and myself. And by the way, I'll be hosting post-game shows again after Bucks games for the remaining eight games and then into the postseason for the rest of the season. So looking forward to doing the shows, looking forward to talking to Sidney Moncrief after games, Matt Velasquez after the games, and of course taking calls again on the post-game shows. Should be fun. Hopefully they can make a run and do something here. But outside of Miami, Boston, does Boston scare you, Leroy? Do they have enough firepower where you get concerned?
No, not at all. But Kemba Walker, man, it's something about that guy, man.
Oh, Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I mean, they've got some guys that can score on that team.
But it's just not – they just don't have the continuity that it needs down the stretch. And I know y'all like – you know, he's a lot of y'all favorite coach. But Booten is a coach that's way better equipped to deal with runs. And that's what Boston does for you, Steve. They put these runs together, okay? Because sometimes Tatum can just go off. But it's not enough balls for him and Walker and these guys. And that's why they got rid of one of the best leaders, the young man that went to Philly.
Al Horford. His name.
Horford. Him leaving that's going to be tough. So, no, I'm good on that. Who else you got? Don't even bring
I want to go back to something you said, and I know you've poo-pooed this before, but I'm not going to let it go. I want to really seriously see how the runs occur in the bubble without fans and how that works. Because I do believe that fans can play a part in runs in different situations in a game. yeah, there's situations where somebody can go on a 12-2 run, fans really aren't into it. But there could be other situations in a game early on when somebody's battling to try and get the lead and hold on early in a playoff game where fans can play a huge part in that. Or down the stretch in the last 2 or 3 minutes of a game where it's a tight game and fans are really into it and help get a team over the hump. And without those fans, I just think that's a huge, huge deal, Leroy.
Yeah, in NCAA, yeah, you're right. But at free throws, I would agree with you.
So you think free throw line, it does matter?
Yeah, because if I'm shooting a free throw, now I used to shoot 98.7, but if I'm dribbling right and I'm dribbling, I look up, shoot my free throw, and I see guys throwing stuff in the air, waving, and we're doing like every other guy's going up and down like a piano. That's distracting. It really is, especially if you're a guy shooting like 65% or 70% or even 58%. I would agree with you. That makes a big deal. I mean, sometimes these guys make them down the stretch, but a most distracting thing, because we had the Bucks got us some tickets. Matter of fact, they got my wife was pregnant with little Leroy, and they got us some tickets. And my wife liked to sit underneath the basket because she liked when they dunk. You know, she's like there, and it just seemed like, oh, they're shooting a free. She was so excited because you get a chance to distract the other team, and when the guy misses one, you just feel vindicated. This is amazing. So, yeah, I would agree with that. But you would think that being on a neutral site, not having the kind of great fans that you have in Milwaukee that are going to stand up and just go just berserk, they're going to block that out. And it won't matter. I think it will matter on the free throw line. I would agree with you. But once the game starts, they're going to be so excited. They're going to block everything out. And we're taught to do that. Most guys, you hear about them, you say, when I was doing this, I didn't hear anything, I didn't see anything. But I will tell you this, another thing I would agree with you, Steve, coming in and out of the court, and I know we got to get to a break, coming in and out the court, seeing kids shaking their hands, that's the adrenaline. And you see a guy with your jersey on, that's what you miss. You're going to miss that a lot. And that's the interaction with the fans, which obviously you won't have, but once the game is going on, and I can understand the point though, if you're down 18-2 run and your fans are just going berserk, remember the Bucks was on a run like that and Toronto still came back. So you got to think of it in context. These guys got focused on the big picture, and I think that's why the Milwaukee Bucks are favored to win it all.
Well, the other thing that I'm interested in is they've been saying that later into the playoffs, they're going to allow family and friends in to these games.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But there's not going to be as many people in there. And I just wonder if everybody will be able to control themselves and not run their mouth on a bad call that everybody in the stadium is going to hear and that type of stuff. Because, you know, family members can get pretty angry and out of control at times if something happens.
Yeah, and I don't mind that. Just don't say bad words. You can go off on it, just don't, you know, because like Little League, and I know you went this weekend, I want to hear more about that at 5 o'clock. But, I mean, sometimes, Steve, they make a bad call. You get an umpire, I mean, like, three, four years ago, I was coaching with Gary, and they made a, said my player, which never, I would never teach my guy to, you know, do anything illegal, Steve. I just wouldn't do it. But he called pass interference. And my guy, you could see daylight between them, so he didn't even touch him. You know what I'm saying? And I just heard the parents, that's a bad call. Come on, ref. That's different from you yelling bad words, because you're right. People are going to hear that on TV.
Man, I've watched youth baseball coaches in the last couple of months, swearing at umpires getting kicked out of games. I've watched parents swearing at umpires, then getting booted. Oh, yeah.
I don't mind them getting up, but don't say no bad words, because I don't want the kids to hear we talk like that. Because I tell my kids, we don't talk like that.
Yeah, people lose their minds. And then you put these same parents out in 90-degree heat, and they're angry because they're sitting in the heat, and they're tired, and now little Johnny gets screwed on a call at the plate. Yeah, or
tell
something
me more
happens.
About this at 5 o'clock. I want to know about this.
That type of
Please
stuff.
Tell me
well,
more
there's nothing
this.
That happened. Nothing like this happened. Well, we had an upset coach on an opposing team this weekend when we were in Iowa, but nothing like that.
Oh,
there was
I wanna hear
swearing or anything,
it.
But yeah.
Just say allegedly.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah, we can talk about that later in the show.
Yeah, please.
All right, let's get an update from CBS News here on the Wendy's Big Show. Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Leroy Butler throwing out on Twitter that, hey, man, ain't no way stopping this Bucks team in the East. Come on now. Got some response to that. Allen tweets at The Fan, Boston was playing better before the break. They have more chemistry with Kemba over Kyrie, plus more time for Gordon Haywood to continue to get healthy. Go Bucks. Go Bucks go. That's from Allen on Twitter. You're not so necessarily on Boston, though. Andy tweets at The Fan, any of the following could stop the Bucks: coronavirus, the CDC, Florida's governor, or the Toronto Raptors could be one of those teams that stop them. How concerned are you about Toronto, Leroy?
Nah, Toronto, okay. Toronto, I'm listening, but without Kawhi Leonard, they don't have enough. They just don't.
Just don't have enough firepower.
Yeah, they don't have enough firepower.
Even with Siakam and Ibaka and Lowry and Van Vliet and all those guys.
They just don't have enough. I mean, they got enough to stay in game. Their system keeps them in the game. But down the stretch, they can't run the same system to stop Giannis before. They just don't. I mean, you're talking about one of the best players you've seen in a long time, defensively and offensively. Take him off that team. They're still a good team. Matter of fact, they were number one in the Atlantic, I think. Like 48 games, but you're talking about beating a team that has better chemistry than anybody, has the best coach, best GM, and back-to-back MVP. I just don't see them winning four games. You know, they may win a game here or there, but not four games. Nah.
Another one,
paper or the court.
Another one coming in from Jim, who tweets at The Fan.
What Jim say?
Celtics, Sixers, and Raptors are the three teams that he's concerned about. When the Bucks get into the postseason, we've talked about obviously the Celtics. We've talked about the Raptors. Ram brought up earlier Philadelphia, if healthy. And the one thing that concerns me is what Tobias Harris said a couple of weeks ago, which is their big issue during the season was they just couldn't get on the same page chemistry wise. That was a big issue. And Al Horford, who was the big addition from the Celtics, just was not meshing in well with that starting lineup. To the fact that they were going to take him out and go back. With a different starting five. We'll see what they end up doing now in these eight regular season games that they have left and then into the postseason. If they could figure out chemistry issues, yeah, maybe. I mean, they're definitely long enough to throw up that quote-unquote wall at Giannis and make things difficult.
See, listen, Bucks going to blow them out. They have chemistry issues. Now you've been off for 3 months going down there. That's one of the things we talked about, chemistry issues. You're putting a team with chemistry issues in a place to where they need chemistry issues now, and they can't shoot. They don't have the J.J. Reddicks of the world. You got to have one or two J.J. Reddicks on your team that can come off and score you 8 to 15 points at any time, any moment. Boston, they don't like each other. Steve, you cannot win if you do not like each other. So, and I love the ownership. They raise a lot of money for charity, and they do a lot. But, I'm not seeing Philly at all.
Yeah, I'm not there on Philly either. I just don't trust Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid together. I don't trust either one of those dudes. So from that perspective, I'm with you on Philly. I think for me, it's definitely Miami and then Boston. Those are probably the two teams that I get concerned about most at the end of the day. And Miami isn't necessarily as much the talent perspective as it is the coaching perspective. Spoelstra, for whatever the reason, we talked about this earlier, just seems to have the Bucks number when it comes to slowing the Bucks down and making things difficult for them to where it comes down to the end of game situations.
The Jimmy Butler effect and the Tyler Hero, I mean, Whitnall's finest. I mean, he was making news last week when you were gone, Steve. That kid living the life, boy. I mean, so my thing is this. They got every piece that they need to make it interesting, but nah, they're not going to beat the Bucks four games. I mean, can they win a game or two? Of course. But not winning four. You got to win four games. And not to mention, you're going to be put in a position to where you got to play out of your element. You know, so everything is going to be different. But again, the Bucks didn't have to do no, they didn't add no player. They kept everybody together. They understand what they went through. And last year was so devastating, Steve. They are waiting for a fact to get back into the finals, okay? And they've learned from that experience. A lot of team people still on that team with that kind of experience going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Here we go. The Sacramento Kings, Rashawn Holmes, during a Zoom session from the bubble today. Rashawn Holmes, the guy that got quarantined for 10 days because he left the imaginary line zone to go get food delivered. Quote, I've seen complaints about the food. I've been good down here. I would just say thank you all for the food. That is.
I don't think he's a good source.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
I knew he was young, though. Grown man ain't doing that, man.
That is...
No, grown man. Not
there's not that. A lot of lot of grown men down there, man. There's a lot of kids in their 20s down there.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You got to take a money. So you got to expect them to do something silly. You know what I'm saying? So that's expected. So some of those guys won't play prominent roles. But nowadays, how these rosters are, you can't afford to be missing anybody. I mean, because the pool of guys that you have to have, I mean, so each guy, you got to have make sure you have everybody on the same page. Now, that's going to hurt them not having a guy. What if guys foul trouble? What if another guy gets, you know, what if he actually catches it? He's just quarantined. He doesn't have it. They just got to treat him like he has it. What if a guy actually has it? Now he has to quarantine with him. Now you're missing two players and you're stuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This whole COVID-19
thing. I'm
sure
they tested him, and he probably tested negative, but nope, you still got to quarantine because you broke the rules.
Correct. But that's it, though.
Right.
So if you decide in the Eastern Conference Finals a night off to hop a private jet to go to South Beach and come back, and you get caught, see ya. You're done for that and the NBA Finals probably when you're talking 10 days.
What's that phone number, Steve? I'm calling. I'm telling.
And everybody's got cell phones. I mean, all it would take would be one buddy. You said your brother lives down there. All it would take be for, like, you're in the bubble, your brother's out at a club in South Beach, sees LeBron, takes a picture and says, gotcha, and sends it back to you. Like, here you go, Leroy. Go ahead. Out him.
I don't even need
and it's over.
You could just start a rumor. Hey, man, I saw him.
Yeah, you could start a rumor, too. Yeah.
Okay, but now, wait. But, what's your alibi? Where you was at? Here's your rumor. Can he vouch for you? Yeah, he was in his sleep all night. Okay, all right. I'm just checking because people saying you was out. And don't be out. Y'all knew these rules. We gave it to y'all enough time to say don't do what he just did.
So might
he's
be
26 years old.
Right. Might be some trouble with a college football season possibly happening this season. Clemson has thrown out an interesting survey to their boosters. So we'll talk about that. And some disturbing news from SI's Ross Dellinger.
They had some players test positive anyway, though. Clemson. So
correct.
That's driven from so they're feeling a type of a way with this survey.
Well,
that's what you got to put in.
The SI's Ross Dellinger also has some bad news for college football fans as well. We'll discuss that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler. He is the Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap. And you here on a Monday coming up on 5 o'clock. So here's some of the stuff coming out here. Paul Finnebaume, who we all know, right, Leroy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Legendary college broadcaster, radio talk show host, all that stuff. SI's Ross Dellinger says a doctor advising conference commissioners told him COVID cases will have to plateau or fall nationally in order to have a college football season. If that's true, they're done.
No, no, no.
What do you mean, no?
No, it depends on, to me, and he's just giving his opinion, really, because things is a fluid situation. You saying that today on the 13th, it can change, because although Florida looks like the new New York, remember New York was just bad.
And New York's actually gotten a lot better.
And they gotten a lot better. Matter of fact, I think they reported no deaths, I mean, a long time in New York. I mean, that was a big, so some areas of the country may be doing well, some areas won't. So I think before they pull the plug on anything like that, they're going to have to see where they are. And if it can start trending down, or they like to say flatten the curve or something, that can start happening at any of these 2-3 weeks before you make that kind of commitment. But you know what? To be honest with you, you can see people on both sides of it, Steve, because I'm going to tell you something. Schools won't determine if your kids go back to school. The parents will. Until you invite the parents into some of these meetings, these virtual meetings. I love how they're doing a virtual meeting, but they want kids to go back to school. Why don't y'all go meet in person if y'all really want to talk about it, okay? No, they're going to meet virtually, but you want your kids to go into school. Find out what these parents want to do, okay? So the more doctors and scientists, the more they start to give their opinion, I think is always good. But you got to also find out when it's time to start, you know, getting into that particular area, like we're going to talk about with Clemson, how's the country doing and
now,
what part of the country is in.
Right. Now, Clemson, they sent out a survey to their season ticket holders. The 23-question survey sent from the athletic department covers a range of topics, including comfort level when it pertains to game attendance and wearing a mask, among other topics. One of the final questions on the survey asked if it came down to a, quote, worst-case scenario, and these were the only two options, end quote. Would season ticket holders prefer to have football in the fall with no fans or football in the spring with fans in attendance?
Well, you weren't here last week, but I put this on Joe and I put this Gary, because I was ahead of the mask thing.
You were.
Y'all coming around to. Here's another thing. Steve, I'm advocating for no fans at these college games, but students, yes. Give me 7,500 to 10,000 students. Spread them out in these 80,000.
I'm not going to say
fans.
Spread out, and, man.
You sound like Gary and Joe.
Come on.
Now, so the kids, they pay tuition and they pay for all the other stuff that you need to be open. Let the students come. The season ticket holders, give them their money back if they want to. But I want students in these stands, like I say, between 7,500 and 10,000. Spread them out. Matter of fact, you have to be spread out, Steve, because the seats next to you are going to be all, like, covered. So each student, you know, 6 feet apart, you cheer, you got your mask on, you got your gloves on, your whatever. BYOB, you can bring up the two drinks. You got to show me ID. If it's ID, alcohol, fine. I suggest it's Miller Coors, a little biased there because of what they did for my wedding. I never forget about that, so I got to plug them. That can work, Steve. That can work. Students are more responsible than you give them credit for, okay? That can work. 7,500 to 10,000 students. And if the numbers stay down, okay, maybe the next following week, bring me another 2,000 more kids in there. But we won't have fans there because I can't fill up the stadium, okay? Now, what they do up in the suites, that's on them. You can let those people come because the people that come to the suites, they come together anyway. You know what I'm saying? So they already been quarantined and probably together, and they know who is who, but they'll still have to have a mask on. They can still, we'll still cater food up there and everything. And then it'll be kind of like a game from the players. They'll see the, you know, the students getting all rowdy, doing the jump, doing all that kind of stuff. That's the happy medium, but I'm not going to put a full stadium. But students, yes.
Yeah, Not there.
Just think about it before you say you're not there.
Nah, I'm thinking about students and alcohol. I'm not there.
Oh,
coming
there you
up,
go again.
Yeah,
man,
well, sorry. Coming up next, we will get to the Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lave, three top topics of the day. Leroy and I will discuss. Plus, there's Brewer stuff from earlier today, Craig Council talk, Coach Boonholzer talk today. We'll do that coming up at 5:35. You missed some of what they had to say. We'll get to that at that point. But first, Roy Butler is going to tell you about the best windows money can buy.
Hey, vacation or staycation is up to you. Pella has You know, but they want to help you focus, okay, on fun and family, and let the hard work lead that to somebody. Leave it to the professionals. Here's what they've came up with. No payment for 5 months, and then 48 months with no interest, or $1,000 off the entry door, patio door system. Let me repeat that. $1,000.
That's a lot of money.
An entry door or patio door. The other people not doing that. It's your choice for 48 months, no interest, and 5 months, no payment the first 5 months, no payment, or $1,000 off. I mean, nobody's doing that. Gina's truly amazing because, again, we want you to set your thermostat. If you set that thing at 71, like some of you people like to do, and I don't understand, it should be at 71. You should not lose money. If I set mine at 68, which me and Leroy likes, I want it to feel like 68. So what they want you to do, guys, try to do this. Because this offer ends July 31st. That's coming up fast, okay? And you know, next thing you know, we'll be in the winter and we got to start all over again. But stop in or set up a free in-home or virtual consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.